Hold on. I'll be there in a moment. This isn't right. Can't you just... Right.
Greetings. I see my favorite customer has returned. How have you been? Was my last bouquet highly appreciated? That's nice to hear. Glad to be of service. Huh? Oh, it's nothing. Just my cat giving me a bit of trouble. Sorry, it sounded like I was talking to myself. Yeah. His name is Maxwell. Named him after my father. I came across him 3 days ago. He was a stray wandering around in the rain, so I decided to take him in. Well, I've never had a pet before, and seeing him in those conditions, I just felt sorry for him, you know? I see a creature that's in trouble, and I always feel the need to save them, regardless of the requirements. But enough about me and Maxwell. How can I help you today? Another bouquet? What's the occasion? Or is it for a special someone? Well, if you're looking to impress, you can get a mixture like before. But if you want to charm and keep it simple, I recommend that you get these. A bouquet of tulips. Top quality blooms. Nothing complicated, but enough to make one blush upon gifting. Help to set the mood. Beautiful, aren't they? Have a sniff. You'll find that their smell matches perfectly with their elegant appearance. Are you okay? You're feeling lightheaded. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
There is no other way.
How do you know? In your haste to try and get rid of this curse, have you even bothered to seek out alternatives?
Seek out alternatives? Naya, look at me. A walking, talking tulip girl in a kingdom that despises magic. Especially creations of dark magic. You think someone like me can afford to risk being seen looking for alternatives? Do you have any idea what would happen to me if the public found out about my existence, let alone the Queen? I know, but just make sure the potion is ready to cure me of this godforsaken curse. It better work, not just for my sake, but for yours as well. Remember our agreement.
Of course, I remember. But like I told you, what I do here in the privacy of my shop isn't witchcraft.
True. But if word got out that you've been secretly experimenting with magic dust, developing a magic potion that uses spirit blood, and above all else, housing a creature cursed by a witch. I doubt the public would see you as anything else but a hag.
You're wrong.
Am I? We both know how this kingdom is. How ignorant and judgmental the people are. The Queen's forces would turn this cute little flower shop of yours inside out. The townspeople would want you burned alive at the stake. It would be a shame if the secret practices of a kind and caring florist were to be found out.
You wouldn't.
You can't. Exposing me would guarantee your execution as well. Obviously. But if I go down, you're coming with me. That will be the consequence of failing me. Now be a good little florist, as I'm sure you will be, and complete my potion.
Yes, right away.
You can open your eyes now. There's no point in pretending to be asleep. I can sense you're awake. What's the matter? Never seen a plant girl before? I take it my appearance disgusts you, as I expected it would. Looking for this. An impressive dagger, I must say. Unique design. Never seen one quite like it. Too bad it would be useless against me. If there's one advantage of this curse, it's regeneration. My ability to regenerate quickly when wounded renders a weapon like this useless. The blade is too small to cause significant damage. Not that you'd be able to strike me with this anyway. As much as I'd like to untie those ropes and dance as you attempt to land a single slash on me, that's not the reason you're here. And I have no intention of harming you. Isn't it obvious? This thing that I've been turned into should be your biggest clue. I found out from your friend Naya that you received blood from a spirit when you were a child. Is this true? This transfusion of spirit blood not only saved your life, but gave you the ability to use magic. But due to the law of this kingdom, you've had to keep it a secret. Correct? Well, it seems you're in the same situation as me and the florist hag. Hiding a magical secret to avoid execution. My body has been spliced with the features of a tulip, hence my appearance. According to Naya, the blood of a spirit is essential for eradicating a curse and reversing the work of witchcraft. I require your blood as part of a magic potion. One that will lift this curse and make me human again. Actually, it was completely necessary to get Naya involved in this. She is part of the reason I ended up this way. Just like you, I was a familiar face at the shop. I bought a bouquet of tulips for a friend. As it turns out, however, this particular bouquet had been used as part of Naya's charm dust experiment. During my journey, I charmed numerous people unintentionally. One person who was charmed had a secret admirer. A witch.
but the worst case of jealousy and bitterness I'd ever seen. As punishment for charming her so-called future love, she placed a curse on me. The tulip curse. And I've been like this ever since. I've told you, I have no intention of hurting you. I just want my life to return back to normal. Having to stay in hiding, trapped in this room, relying primarily on water and sunlight just to stay alive? No, I can't spend the rest of my life this way. I refuse. That was Stun Dust. Another one of Naya's experiments. Apart from making you lose consciousness for a short period of time, it's completely harmless. We had to use it to get you tied up in here. I could have just asked. Let's be honest. Would you have been so willing to give up some of your blood for a creature created by dark magic? I doubt that. Just a moment ago, you expressed a desire to attack me with that dagger of yours. You seem no different from the rest of them. Eager to kill first and ask questions later. Attractive. Was that meant to be a joke? If it was, then it wasn't funny in the slightest. Suppose I believe your compliment is genuine, and not some poor attempt at flattery. Why me? I was turned into a freak by a disgusting bitch who practices witchcraft, which in turn makes me a product of dark magic. I'm the monster that forced your friend to trap you. So tell me again, what do you find attractive about this? Well, I have to admit, your words flatter me. And this whole time I thought everyone would find me repulsive. You have nothing to be sorry for. It wasn't you who made me this way. I was wrong to keep you here against your will. And for that, I apologize. Here, let me get those ropes off. Oh, and here's your dagger. I trust you won't use it on me the moment my back is turned. I understand. If you don't want to help, it's fine. It would make sense after everything I've put you through. The potion requires some of your blood. Not enough to damage your health, but enough to weaken you slightly. Though the side effects would be temporary. Really? You don't have to, you know. You can walk out and pretend that today never happened. I won't force you to do this.
Well, as long as you're sure. Let's just hope that it works.
Thank you. My name? It's Justine. You can call me many things. Tulip girl, plant girl, splicer, flower monster, tulip morph. But Justine sounds better.